Okay, I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, Thursday, February 8th, 2024, to order at 7:04. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States and to the Republic for which it stands, a nation under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Hooper.
Here.
Here.
Domsky.
Here.
Mr. Ariel Perez.
Here.
Mr. Burko.
Present.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Chivarella.
Here.
Mr. Balcone Smith.
Here.
And Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
The record should reflect the 9 members present.
Thank you, sir. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda.
Madam President, is there any?
Mr. Mayor, I have none.
Okay, perfect. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Please come up, hit your button there to turn that microphone on, and name and address for the record.
My name is Frank D'Angelo. We use my address at 125 Water Street, Derby Police Department. I've been a member of Derby Police Department for 11 years. I'm currently the sergeant of the Detective Division. I'm also president of Derby Police Union Local 1376. I'm here to follow up today on the concerns that were recently expressed by Chief Todd regarding the department's vehicle fleet. While I think Chief Todd adequately accurately presented the matter from an administrative point of view, I believe the board needs to hear from the members of the department, the men and women that respond to the city's immediate immediate emergencies. There are currently 18 patrol officers and 5 sergeants assigned to the patrol division that share 6 vehicles. As such, there are many shifts when every vehicle is deployed. These cars are driven in ways that normal vehicles would not be driven by just the very nature of the job, causing the strain on the mechanics of the vehicle that over time deteriorates the reliability and maneuverability of the vehicle, causing officers to doubt the safety of the vehicles they're traveling in. Yet at the same time, officers must push those fears aside due to the nature of the calls and the need to assist quickly. Just for an example, one of the older cars was recently taken out of service because it was reaching, leaking carbon monoxide. And while the average person only uses their car to travel, we use our cars for our dining room, our office, to complete reports, and just regular patrol, spending around 4 to 6 hours in these cars every day. Simply put, the times we need these cars to be reliable is the same time we doubt them the most. I by no means am unaware of the financial issues facing the city and understand that this problem did not occur overnight. And the members of the department understand this well, but I would be remiss to say that this doesn't affect morale for several reasons. First, the reluctance to commit ARPA funds to reconcile the 2 missed years of new cars. Numerous departments have used ARPA funds to purchase police equipment and police vehicles would be in line with this. It's disheartening to our officers when other agencies reserve such funds to secure their safety, but the same concern isn't shared for the police department. Second, the police department has 2 auxiliary vehicles used for extra duty, which over the last 3 years have brought in $70,000 to $75,000 annually. This money is returned to the city's general fund and not to the police department to be used for new vehicles, equipment, or repair. Every person at the department has brought this up to me at one point or another, and that the very use of these vehicles makes money that isn't used to maintain, benefit, or improve the department. Additionally, the Detective Bureau is limited to 1 vehicle now to a disabling mechanical issue in the second DV car. That means that if a detective is in another part of the state, the on-call detective or detectives that are still in the building are not able to respond with the appropriate equipment, since these vehicles are always equipped with the supplies needed for a quick response. There have also been days when there are no cars, patrol or what we call auxiliary vehicles to use, and officers have to take their own cars for department obligations like training, which presents a liability and incurs cost. And maybe most importantly, officers don't really feel comfortable using their own vehicles on department time. With these matters, primarily officer safety, I must be honest and advise the board and the city that the union, if no clear action is taken, will be forced to pursue grievances and MPPs to expedite action. I appreciate how the board recognizes the problem, but I must protect those I represent and make sure their concerns are heard and addressed in an appropriate, timely way. Our members are not looking for anything more but safe and reliable vehicles to continue serving the community as best we can. I want to thank you for your time, and I want you to know that should you have any questions, I'm eager and available to meet and speak on this matter or any other matter regarding the police department or the union. Thank you very much.
Thank you for bringing your concerns to us. We're well aware of them. The Capital Plan Commission will be put together tonight after a vote, and we will certainly get a meeting together and move on from there as far as your request for the police car. Okay? All right. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Come on up.
Frederick McCroskey, 216 Derby Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. 2 points I want to make. One being that I have expressed my concerns before to the previous mayor, and fell on deaf ears with regards to some of our streets, especially like Elizabeth Street. The lines are fading away, and as a taxpayer, I've got a vehicle that has safety equipment on for vehicle lane departure and all that good stuff. And I probably pay extra taxes on it because it increases the value of the vehicle. But because we don't have something as simple as paint on the road, or we do have paint, but the vehicle doesn't read it as enough paint, so the probability is too low. So I've taken the car a few times on Elizabeth Street at night when nobody else was around and weaved. And not once did the car say anything about lane departures in certain parts of Elizabeth Street. I live on Derby Avenue. My street was redone about 7 years ago, and the paint is still strong enough on the street so that the car will say if I've departed the lane or not. So obviously Elizabeth Street has been neglected, and like I said, as a taxpayer, I'd like to see this taken care of at some point. I know it can't be right away because it's winter time, but once again, Mayor Anita, when she was in, she used the DPW to improve the quality of life with certain small things, certain repairs here and there and everything else. Secondly, when the city charter comes up for revision, if we're going to do that, I would like to see a requirement that states that certain people who hold higher offices within the community, especially like the mayor aide, has to be a citizen of Derby. What happened with Walter Mayhew is something that should never have happened. He should have either been a Derby resident or simply not the mayor's aide. The Mayhew mayhem, as I call it, has put you guys in a very unfortunate position of possibly a deficit, definitely depleting our rainy day fund. And, Derby, we can do better. If someone doesn't want to live in Derby and be a mayor's aide, there's a conflict. Thank you.
Thank you for your concerns. We appreciate it. Anybody else on the public like to speak? Anybody else on the public like to speak? Third and final time. Anybody else on the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number six, administrative and appointments. Approval of minutes, 6.1.1, January 11th, 2024, regular meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.1.2, January 25th, 2024, special meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Refund of taxes, 6.2.1. Move to approve refund of the amount of $8,969.28 dated February 5th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Okay.
Made by Ron, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Arthur. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions. 6.3.1, Capital Planning Commission, effective immediately and expiring on December 6, 2025. From the Board of Aldermen, Alderwoman George Kurtica. From the Board of Aldermen, Alderwoman Robert Heider. And from the Board of Apportionment and Taxation, Laura Wabno. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Amy. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to six that that three, that one, that two.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Thank you, Mayor. So moved.
Okay.
6.3.1.1.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3.2, Elderly Commission, effective immediately and expiring on January 31st, 2026. Jennifer DeRocious, Shirley Erickson, Elizabeth Lally, Michael McFarland, Joan Shaw, Ronald Still. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Well, who said that? I go, all right. It's Al Jessica. Second by Jessica. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Number 7, Committee Reports and Recommendations. 7.1, Community Relations Committee. 7.1.1, Shared Service Agreement with the City of Shelton Animal Control. Move to adopt recommendation of the committee to approve the proposed increase in annual fee to the City of Shelton for animal control services from $52,500 to $60,000. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Yes. Oh, we did. I'm sorry. Thank you, sir. We'll go back to 6.4. Mayor's update. Forgot myself. So a quick couple of things. First, the garbage contract went out to bid, and bids are due March 1st. So hopefully we'll get that situation under control very shortly and straighten out that issue. Any questions on that? Two, we interviewed for the tax collector job today. We're bringing back two next week for second interviews, and hopefully should have that position filled shortly also. Any questions on that?
No, I'm happy to see that after you put out a notice, we got some response. Yeah. Great.
Oh, well. The Capital Plan Committee will be set tonight, so we plan on having a meeting probably within the next couple of weeks. We'll send an email out to all the members, try to get a date where everybody can make it, and have a long-awaited meeting of the capital plan that's long overdue. Any questions on that? Okay. We did ask for an extension on the audit for February. I am meeting with John Acavello tomorrow morning for an update. So as soon as I meet with him, I will get the update to the board. Questions on that?
How often, what's the extension cycle?
A month.
1 month?
Yeah, 1 month. And then we're working on committees and commissions. We did the Elderly Commission tonight. And we did the capital planning. We still have more commissions and committees that we have to work on that we will get on the next couple of weeks, so we can bring it to the next board meeting to get those people approved too. I know Parks and Rec, as I think everybody on the Parks and Rec is expired. So we'll get that moving too and try to fill these commissions with people. We did send out a statements asking people if they wanted to volunteer. We got plenty of names back. So we'll start contacting those people and seeing what boards they want to sit on for the vacancies. Any questions on that? Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I have a question. Do you have an update on the mayor's expense account? Has Mayor Zukin returned any funds, or if there are
he has not
reports that we can take to Did their first ones back, which is true.
I intend to reach out to them to have a conversation. So we'll see how that goes. I did, as I said, the origins of the expense account are a little loose. What's actually in the minutes? There's minutes with passages from Charlie Sampson, and then there's minutes that go back even further, dealing with it. And it, I think it's something that we should nail down, you know, sometime during our tenure here, to make it a little bit more formal. But I'm going to reach out to him to have a conversation, Rob. We'll see.
Okay. Maybe we can put that on the subcommittee.
Not the conversation.
But, yeah, about how that those funds would be used going forward.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Okay.
Yep. Any other questions? Okay. 7.3, Finance and Public Safety Committee. 7.3.1, Vendor License Renewal for James Caprio of Jim's Ice Cream. Move to adopt recommendation from the committee to approve the vendor license renewal of James Caprio of Jim's Ice Cream. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. New business, 8.1, Derby Train Station, lease with the state of Connecticut.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to make a motion. I'd like to move to refer this item to the Property and Development Committee.
Okay. Make that formal motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, George?
Can I, Mr. Mayor?
Any discussion?
Yes, nothing. I just want to make sure everybody on the board has the same information that I was going to give you tonight on this. Starting in 1971, the station building and the surrounding station area have been leased by Conduct to the city, Connecticut DOT, rather, with that lease having been assigned to the Valley Cog. So the Valley Cog actually has whatever rights we have in the property by virtue of an assignment of lease. But here's the important thing, and I want to make sure everybody here hears this. As of June 2010, the initial lease term expired. And the city of Derby, since June of 2010, and the Valley Cog, by extension, is on a month-to-month lease, like a holdover tenant. I just want to make sure everybody here knows those facts. So that's all I have to say. You guys can talk about it at committee, but there you have it. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor to move it to subcommittee?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.2, Master Service Consultant Agreement, Dewatering System Interim Upgrades, 12/15/2023. Move to approve the City of Derby WPCA Master Services Consulting Agreement, Dewatering System Interim Upgrades, dated December 15th, 2023, as revised by Corporation Counsel. I'm sorry, as reviewed by Corporation Counsel, and authorizes the Mayor of the City of Derby to execute said document on behalf of the City in the amount of $152,000. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Maybe Ron, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Rob, any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I think we met with the person who runs the plant down there. This money's coming out of the bond referendum. Where's this money coming out of?
Correct.
The bond referendum we passed years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And same for Rob, when we get down to the other section 8.3, that's the same.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, Derby CT Dewatering Equipment. Firm price and contract, 12/15/2023. Move to approve the Derby CT Dewatering Equipment firm price and contract dated December 15, 2023, as reviewed by Corporation Counsel and to authorize the mayor of the city of Derby to execute said document on behalf of the city in the amount of $620,100. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.4, Office of Emergency Management 2024 Authorizing Resolution. Move to adopt annual authorizing resolution as Derby Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, Resolution 2024-1 to authorize the mayor to sign a grant documents for the Office of Emergency Management. Do I have a motion?
I'm moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 9, old business, no action. 10, executive session. 10.1, 2 Factory Street, strategy and negotiations. 10.2, discussion of attorney-client privilege communication pursuant to section 1-200-6E and section 1-210-10 of the Connecticut General Statute. Make a motion to invite corporate counsel. Anybody else? And Linda Fusco?
I'll make that the formal motion.
Made the motion by Rob. Is there a second?
Second.
And may I just say, with respect to 10.1, the basis for the executive session is that we're going to discuss the possible acquisition of real property. And the discussion should not be held in public because it may materially affect our ability to acquire the property and the price.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Sir.
I did. Ryan. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Subject to adjournment, do you anticipate any action coming out of this?
No, I don't anticipate. I'm not asking.
Subject to adjournment.
Okay, so it's 7:26 p.m. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to close the Zoom meeting at this point because there will be no action coming out, and we'll note the time and the minutes. So thank you very much to the Zoom folks. 7:26 p.m.